everybody. It's Nicole Byer here with some hot takes from Wayfair. A cozy corduroy sectional from Wayfair? Yeah, that's a hot take. Go on and add it to your cart and take it. A pink glam nightstand from Wayfair? Scalding hot take. Take it before I do. A mid-century modern cabinet from Wayfair that doubles as a wine bar? Do I have to say it? It's a hot take. Get it at Wayfair.com and enjoy that free shipping too.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Remember those endless summer days that felt like they just last forever? Sunrays kiss your skin, grass tickles your toes as you bite into the creamy popsicle melting in your hand. Pure, unbothered bliss. Capture more sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. This nostalgic vanilla flavor with notes of candied orange can help keep you hydrated while savoring your favorite golden hour moments. No matter how hot your summer gets, just one stick of Liquid IV and 16 ounces of water hydrates you better than water alone. It's three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, with 8 vitamins and nutrients for refreshing on-the-go hydration. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout. That's code INDULGE20 at liquidiv.com.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Provokers Podcast, where we talk about things you probably should too. Today I'm joined by...
Hey guys, it's Ethan, otherwise known as Slobjects and Gaming.
And I am the amazing, hilarious, and handsome, might I add, host, Steven Stevens, also known as John. How you doing today?
You know, it's been an interesting week for me, personally. Just it's a work week, and then... we had a lot of, this last Saturday here, I was with my coworkers for the entire day, basically. I mean, I was only scheduled to a certain time, and I did clock out of that time, but I stayed with them, because we were talking about a lot of stuff. I have some things I've been working on, so, for example, I'm just gonna, part of this is, lump this into my, small talk here, is, you might have noticed that there's ads that play in our podcast now, and that's because... That's exactly what's going on. There's ads in the podcast now. And the reason we're doing that is because we wanted to monetize it a bit more in the sense that, because for the way I do the money with the podcast is, every cent that I get from the podcast, I'm not going to speak for John, but every cent that I get from the podcast goes right back into the podcast. So it's going to, right now, like, some of that money is going towards us, like, because it costs money to have a podcast, so the subscription plan, and then some of it's being put aside for me to get better equipment. So, like, better microphones, better that kind of stuff. And all that fun jazz. And so don't worry, I'm gonna make sure they're not overbearing. So there's gonna be one at the beginning and one at the end. And honestly, if you're like anything like me and you get one at the end, you just leave. You just, like, because it literally will play at the very end as soon as we're done with our outro. So honestly, you could probably just leave. And there's gonna be just a couple mid-rolls, but that's it. So they're not gonna be too overbearing. And I think even some of them you can skip, kind of like YouTube and stuff. So don't worry about it, they won't be too intrusive. But I just want to, if you're curious on why you're all of a sudden getting ads, that's why. And obviously, if you're on Spotify Premium, if you're on Amazon Music Premium, whatever it is, you don't get ads. But if you're not, then that's why you're getting them. So, just wanted to make that clear. Because I wasn't going to put that in, like, I wasn't going to make that a podcast 6.0 initiative or something, but it just by itself. Because the whole point of the initiatives is to, like, unleash a bunch of different stuff. And that wouldn't make sense for me to just be like, all right, guys, here's the one thing. And then that's the podcast 6.0 initiative. Thank you guys for coming. And that's it. So, but, yeah, so just a little announcement there. And then another thing that we're working on is an episode coming up here pretty soon, maybe the next couple weeks for you guys, is going to be a very special episode. I'm going to have some people on the podcast, alongside me and John. It's going to be great. And I think it's going to be the first time if the third guy was here, if we would have had 5 people on the podcast at once, which would have been crazy. But because he's gone, we're going to have 4, which we've done 4 before, because... we had Axel on, the first time we had Axel on, he, was with all 3 of us. So we've technically had 4 people on the podcast before, but that is what you can expect. And, it's going to be pretty exciting. So, stay tuned for that. You'll know when you see it. Because I think anytime someone's in the episode with us, I feature them. So you'll know when you see it. But my guess is like 1 to 2 weeks after this episode airs, should be when we start doing that. So. Yeah, so just a mundane week, you know, nothing too crazy, nothing too, exciting, I guess, necessarily, except for yesterday was exciting, and then today I do volunteering stuff on Sundays, and so today I was doing that. I actually ran a live stream, because I do that now, although technology really did not want to work today. It did not at all want to work. It's like, all these settings you have, screw your settings. I'm going to make it my way because I want to make your life more difficult. And that's exactly what it did. So despite all that, we managed to get past all the technology stuff, and then we tried to make the stream run as smoothly as it could. So we persevered through it, but man, technology was not wanting to work today.
Yeah, I mean, technology, it can be annoying. It's like, not every time. My brother was saying he had this issue too. But a lot of the times when I load up my computer and I have my PS5 controller plugged in, my computer is like, oh, I see that you have your PlayStation 5 controller plugged in. Does that mean you want to use your PlayStation 5 controller as both a mic and a speaker? I'm like, no, why would I want that?
Right.
Because there is a mic in it, and there is a speaker in it, but those mic and speakers suck because it's made for, like, you know, just in-game chat when you're playing a video game, and it's not meant to be, like, a very good mic, you know, no one really cares about it. So it's just like, why would I want that computer? I've never told you to switch to that mic or that speaker, so you could imagine I don't want that. Right. Apparently my brother, he was saying it happens every time he has it plugged in. And like, that's crazy.
Yeah, that's it's something similar happens with me where it's like, sometimes my computer will need to update, which actually it needs to do that right now. But it will need to update, and after the update's finished, I'll go to, like, record something, and I'll see that OBS isn't picking up any audio. I'm like, why is that? And I check my headphones, they're always plugged in and stuff. And on OBS, it's like it didn't change any of my settings in OBS. And then I go to my control panel in my settings thing, and it's like, oh yeah, we just decided to mute your microphone, for no reason whatsoever. And there's no setting that says, oh, mute my microphone, because it doesn't happen every time it resets, just sometimes. And I'm just like, why? Why are you muting my mic? I didn't tell you to do that.
Yeah, I guess there's like some sort of like internal thing that it's like, maybe it's to prevent some like other technical issues happening, or if it's, I don't know, just it picks a random device to choose for the settings when you boot it up. I don't know, but it's super annoying when it happens.
Right. But enough about technology issues. How's your week been, man?
Yeah, it's been pretty chill. I went to see a movie the other day, and I played some video games mainly. So yeah, it's pretty relaxing. I'm towards not the end of my summer vacation. I still got a few more weeks left, but
well, when this comes out, you probably would be.
Maybe, yeah. Because I started up back on like August 20th, so. If you're listening to this and it's after August 20th, I'm in school now.
Oh, I guess, okay. So I guess you still, I thought when you said you said a few weeks. Isn't that 4 weeks from now? Am I crazy?
Because
next week is August 1st is on Friday. So.
Oh, you're right.
I think it's right. 4 weeks, yeah. 4 weeks. Either way, because when you said a few weeks, I'm like, because there's two episodes. So again, we pre-record these. I mean, you guys already knew that. So there's this one. So the one that went out for us this week was the I forget the name. It's a tongue twister of a name because I wanted it to be. It's the higher or lower game. I think I called it Console Cash Clash. That's what it's called. I told you it's a tongue twister. So then the one that's coming out technically this week for us will be the Override Button. So that's how.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
I say far we are behind, but that's not that far behind. It's like a couple episodes. So the next one that comes out, I forget what the topic was, honestly. But there's two more, I think, coming up for us. And then this one would go live. So it'd be about like August 15th. When they're listening to this, would be my guess, around that time frame. So,
unless they're listening to it late, like it's been like a few weeks.
Yeah, so, they're like, guys, this is December of 2028. What are you guys talking about? Like, so that's fair. But I was going to say to the audience, though, I guess it doesn't exactly matter for them if they're listening to this in the future, but you did just finish your pacifist route of Deltarune, chapter 3 and 4.
So. Yes, indeed. It was very fun. Very, very chaotic, and I suck at the game sometimes, but it's fine.
It's fine, it's fine. But for us currently, we're doing, or he's doing the genocide run, or the hurt everyone. It's not technically genocide, necessarily, but... It's they call it the weird route in the game. I don't know if that's necessarily the canon name of it, because Toby, I don't think he's really given it a canon name, as far as I'm aware. But it's still like the let's try and murder everything we see. So you can still call it like a genocide run. But yeah, so he's still going through that, so that's gonna be pretty exciting. And I'm very excited to see his reaction to certain things, because Chapter 4's weird route gets really dark. So, like, you thought killing everything you possibly could in Undertale was dark? Nah, you haven't seen nothing. So
if you missed those episodes as well, if you're like, man, that sounds really interesting, I want to go watch that, you can check it out on my VOD channel, where all of them are up. Like, as of saying this, they're all up.
Yes.
At least all the ones we've done so far.
Yes.
So you can, if you like, man, I miss those streams, then you can go back and watch all 11 of them.
And I personally watch the VOD channel often, because, you know, like, Twitch is stupid and they delete VODs after like 10 days, so you never get to really see them. So.
But moving on to the next part of the episode, you got any headlines for us?
I do, and it's a very interesting headline. So this kind of happened over the span of like 3 days. I'm not even sure, really, like 3 or 4 days. There was an app that came out called T, or like, I think that's the just abbreviated name. And it was an app designed for women to go on the app and just like post pictures of guys and like say if there's red flags or not, and see if he was dating other people and like that kind of thing. On the surface, I wasn't upset with it, because I'm like, okay. Whatever, I guess. Where's the male version of this? I guess there is one, so that's why I wasn't upset. So I was like, okay. And then there was people on 4chan, because it's 4chan, they know how to get into anything. They found out that this app had no back wall, or had no, like, back support, and found out that the app was storing all of these people's profile pictures, because you, in order to get on the app, you had to verify you were a female. So you had to take a picture and take a picture of your driver's license or whatever. And so all the pictures of these females and their driver's licenses were on, just being stored in like this cloud area that they had super easy access getting into. And so there was like a huge data breach across the entire United States where all these women, basically got doxxed, essentially, because, again, they had to take a picture of their driver's license, which was also stored in the same cloud. So, you know, obviously people are upset about this because, you know, that's obviously something to be upset about. But at the same time, I'm like, okay, but why did you... Because keep in mind, this T app came out like 4 days ago. Why would you upload... If you take a picture, whatever, there's a lot of apps that store your photos. Like, that's just how it is. But a driver's license photo? You ain't getting that until I know that you are 1,000,000% verified by every government agency in the universe. Like, I'm never uploading my driver's license to a app that came out 3 days ago. Like, I'm never doing that. Because in the event of something like this, where a massive data breach happened, then, oh, suddenly I gotta get a new driver's license now. It's like, why? Like, cause your address is on it, your age is on it, like, everything's on it. Besides your social security number, obviously. So, yeah, and I mean, honestly, depending on how good the hackers are, if they see your driver's license with all the information on it, they could probably get to your social security number. So, it's just it was a massive data breach. It's still happening right now, as of recording this. Obviously, this comes out in like 3 or 4 weeks, so maybe it came to a halt, but the damage has already been done. Like, what are you gonna do to fix it? So, I don't know if the app's gonna be just taken down, or I don't know, if they're going to be like, hey guys, so I know we just had a massive data breach, but we fixed it, come on back. You know, like they're going to try and rectify it. I think the damage has already been done. So I think there's no going back and there's no fixing it. But I am interested to see the fallout of it all, because it's already kind of happened, but I'm interested to see how it ends. So
yeah, that sounds like it kind of sucks, because I imagine a lot of women who are using this app wanted to use it for their own personal safety. Like, they wanted to, like, know if somebody they were talking to was, like, a red flag and could have like hurt them or something, and then get all their like information leaked right. because they wanted to be safe. Like, really sucks. So I imagine that is just the worst.
Yeah, it was an app designed for safety, and then they kind of, well, so it was an app designed for safety, and of course there's a bunch of bad apples that tried to exploit it. So there's always going to be like that. There's people that were trying to spread gossip about certain guys that are like, what, there's a Discord group that, not Discord group, sorry, a group of them that I guess were targeting people that had no red flags, so people that are like perfectly good men according to other women. This group was targeting those to be like, oh, he did this, like that kind of thing. So there's always bad apples, but to its core, it was a safety app that got leaked. So it like how do you make a safety app for it to just like have no backbone? Because like that's how they got into it. There was no back wall program, so they were just like, ooh, here's a door. Let me just walk right through it. Yeah, that's how they did it.
Right.
So
it's like, oh yeah, we left all that, like, it's say you go to a building that you're like, oh yeah, we have, for your safety, we put all your stuff and we put it into like this storage area in the back of the building, and then there's just a door that's unlocked to that room from the outside of that building that right. people just can walk in and steal all the stuff. It's like that you completely failed at what you were trying to do.
Right.
It was like plenty of things you could have done to improve the situation so that wouldn't happen. Like, I don't know, lock the door, you know, in this analogy. But like, make sure there's security so that people can't easily get in and find all this information.
Right. Yeah, it's just like, when I saw it, because initially, like, people were ticked off about the app's idea as a whole. And I'm like, okay, I can see where your concern's coming from, because you get a couple bad apples that, like, start to target certain people, and that's basically harassment. I understand that. And then I found out, I was like, okay, because my first thought was like, okay, I don't necessarily have a problem with it, but I know if men did this, there would be an outrage. But then, so I looked at it, I'm like, is there a male version? And there's kind of a male version, kind of. It's not really that well known. So I was like, okay, I guess, no, that's fine. There's nothing wrong here. And then, like, a day after I read and looked into it, it got breached or whatever. And, like, all these people's, like, photos and driver's license got, like, hacked. So, yeah, not good. So, it's like, when people are determined to do something and there's, like, no back wall to it, they will get in immediately. So, just, if you're ever going to make an app to any aspiring app developers, make sure you have a back wall protocol or, like, safety stuff. Or some people even have, like, triple, like, it costs more money to do it, but, like, to have, like, triple safety things. So if they breach the first two, the last one's, like, a last line of defense, they can't possibly get through it, type of thing. So, and that's why, like, some apps have never been breached, because they got that type of security. And I know it costs a fortune to do that, but I'm just saying. But it doesn't cost a fortune to have that first backbone, because most, 99% of apps have that. It's the scamming and, like, underdeveloped ones that really don't, so. And obviously, this wasn't a scam. It was definitely an underdeveloped one, though. Because, again, it came out, like, 5 days ago.
Yeah, I personally would not use my actual ID online for a verification process. So I know YouTube, when I was making my VOD channel, there was, like, because the account wasn't verified immediately, you could be like, oh, you can show your ID to get it verified immediately. And I was like, but that seems kind of unsafe. Why would I do that? Even, like, the thing says, oh, it's only used for verification purposes, and then we delete it. It's like, well, that's better than nothing, but I still was like, no, I'll just wait until I have enough, like, uploads and time that YouTube's like, oh, this is a real channel, not a bot. And I was verified without having to do that, so it's just like, it seems unsafe, but I can imagine in certain contexts, you like, there's not really any other way you can do it.
Right.
But do you have a creative showcase for us today?
I do.
And/or,
yeah. So it's not an emo, because I had a thing I did an emo last time, or the time before that, whatever it was. So I got a creative showcase, and it's actually one of my favorite people to watch right now. And I don't know if they're relatively new, because I haven't seen them before. But their channel's called Everyday Same Time. There's no spaces, it's all lowercase, that type of thing. And what they do, and this guy's awesome, what he does is he goes into small town restaurants And his challenge, it's a challenge, but he also supports them because it's a small town restaurant. And his challenge is to be, he goes in every day at the same time, orders the same exact thing, and he tries to, the challenge is he's got to, he stops once they, ask him if they want the, if he wants the usual. Because that's how many times he's been there. So his challenge is basically to become a regular at these restaurants. And so he's gone on for like day, like the one I'm looking at right now is like day 13 of the same restaurant. And the one that I'm watching, the series I'm watching right now, is he got to like, I think it was day 17 before the guy said, oh, you want your usual or whatever. And then I think it was right after that, he started like a, I don't know if it was a GoFundMe or whatever it was, but people donated, to the guy for the guy to give him the money to the small business owner. Cause the guy I'm watching right now, he's in a, it looks like a house. It's a restaurant, but it's, it looks like it's made from a house. And it's just one guy working. It's like a hot dog stand almost. And he's a super sweet guy. So like, I loved watching every day of the series. And then finally to see him get like, I think it was like $3,000 total. Cause people donated. And then there's a company that had donated like $1,000 by themselves. So it's just awesome and wholesome to see. So, say every day, same time is the name of the channel. The dude's really awesome. He does it to more than just one restaurant. So he's like, he's not only helping out these small businesses, but he's also like, he's promoting them as well. And then it's just awesome and wholesome content to watch. So if you guys need some smiles in your life, which we all do, go check out this guy because he's making some pretty banger stuff. So
nice.
And now I want a hot dog.
Yeah. Same.
All right, so John, before we get into the topic, I need to know, are you a heathen? Do you put mayonnaise on your hot dog?
No.
Okay,
who,
good.
Who does that?
A lot of people, apparently. Like, I watch someone put mayonnaise on a hot dog, and I'm like, what are you doing? Why have you done what you've done?
That is... for a very long time, I didn't like mayonnaise, like, at all.
Yeah.
And now I've come around to, like, if I order a burger and there's mayonnaise on it, I'm like, okay, that's fine. I won't necessarily ask for it off. But to put it on your hot dog, that is... That's gross.
That is gross. It's like... on a burger, it's fine. I don't... Like, there's no problem with that. But the second you put it on a hot dog, nope, I'm gone. So, and this is not just me saying this without trying it. I tried it. So I'm allowed to say this.
Mm-hmm.
I tried it, and I was disgusted. I literally almost threw up. So, like, I was like, absolutely not. So...
Right. That is... Interesting. If you're one of those people at home, like, just get better taste buds. I don't know what to tell you.
Get better taste buds.
That's insane to me.
John's world has been turned upside down.
I can't get past it.
He doesn't know how to.
Like, who would do that?
He doesn't know how to function anymore.
But I mean, like, I've heard of mayonnaise on things you wouldn't normally think about, like, there's a recipe for, like, a grilled cheese sandwich. Instead of using butter to, like, put on the pan, you put mayonnaise on the outside of the bread. So, like, it gets cooked into the bread, and you barely even taste it. I've had that. I'm like, that's pretty good.
Now, yeah, that I was going to say, that is fine. That is fine, because I've actually had that, too. And it almost is a little bit better than butter. So, I agree with that one. But
we can probably get into the episode. I promise you guys it's not about mayonnaise.
they see the title and they start talking about mayonnaise. They're like, oh no. What is this? What's going on here?
No. What are you doing, guys? Not mayonnaise. we're doing Hear Me Out. If you've been on the internet for any sort of amount of time, you probably know what plenty of memes about it. It's basically just like, you know, I was going to say celebrity crushes, but we already did that, and it's not what this is. it's like that, though, and it's about, like, fictional crushes, like, characters from video games, or movies, or cartoons, that sort of thing.
Yeah, any type of fictional character, because you can't say, like, we're not going to allow, like, so let's say John says, Barbie from the Barbie movie. That's an actual person that's playing that character, so you're not allowed to say that. So it has to be something from a video game that's not like... I guess it can count if the live action is done where, in the sense of like how they do Thanos, where Thanos is is not a real, like, that's, it's fictional. Now, if John says Thanos, I'm leaving this call immediately. But you know what I'm saying. So, like, that's, well, a lot of that, something like that. But if it's something like a Margot Robbie who played Barbie, like, without, she just had some makeup on, that's literally it, then that doesn't count because that's an actual person. But if they're animated in some fashion, then they can count.
So I think I mentioned the actress, when we did Celebrity Crushes, I mentioned the actress who played Nebula. So I could say Nebula, because, you know, that's not at all what she looks like.
Yeah, I was going to say, I guess you technically could. Because she has the dots on her face, which is CGI, so. Or no, wait, no, she doesn't count, because both Gamora, I forgot about this, Gamora and Nebula have face paint. It's not the dots.
Really?
So they don't count.
Because Nebula is, like, part robot, so that's impressive that it's actually practical effects and
That's what I'm saying, because I remember watching a behind the scenes and I saw her on the set with, like, what I thought was, because it was the blue face with the robot little things or whatever. I'm like, dang, they paint that on, because they're pretty good. So
yes. All right, props to Marvel for pulling that off.
Yeah, they're doing pretty good.
As I know, like, there's also Mystique from X-Men, who, that's, like, all face paint and body paint.
Yeah, right, exactly.
The actress who played her was talking about, like, when she would go home after shooting that movie, and, like, she'd get blue all over all stuff. Because it would take forever to get off, and so she wouldn't even get all of it off most of the time.
Right.
But do you have a
Well, the host usually goes first, so I was curious to hear yours.
Well, you know, I just like to shake things up and procrastinate.
You don't have one, do you?
Well, I not.
Okay, I'll stall for you. You know what? The first one I'm going to say is, I don't know, because I'm probably going to stick to mostly video games. I honestly don't watch a lot of shows, if I'm being perfectly honest. And anytime I watch a show, it's usually just the real life actors. They're not, like, animated or anything. I don't watch anime. Right. I know a lot of people do. I'm sorry, I don't. Yeah, I'm probably going to be sticking to mostly video games. I'm going to say, and we got to start this with, we got to start everything like this. Hear me out.
Right.
We got to start everything like that. Hear me out, right? Rosalina. Simple as that. I got nothing else to say. All right. Hear me out.
You don't want to describe or explain yourself.
Listen, she's basically Lady Dimitrescu, but in Mario. Like, that's all I got to say. So, you know, and she's also the queen of space. Like, that's queen of space. She has a spaceship. That's all I got to say.
I mean, fair enough. Queen of space. It's a pretty good title, to be honest with you. So, I don't blame you. If I were to go, you know, hear me out. Yeah, I know you mentioned it.
You're just gonna steal that one.
I'm just gonna yank that from you.
What are you, Markiplier?
I have no comment on that.
No comment on that.
Plot twist: I'm secretly, like, Markiplier was a voice changer, and then my face cam is just, like, actually, like, CGI and not me.
Oh my god, that'd be so funny. Yep. That's fair.
I mean, have you ever seen me and Markiplier in the same room before?
You know what? I haven't, but I also haven't seen myself and Markiplier in the same room either. So, you know,
gotta think. Maybe we're all Markiplier.
There's a video I think Mark did said everyone is Markiplier. So it's a picture of, like, a bunch of cartoon people's faces with, like, their faces is sort of, like, different, but it's really close to Markiplier's face. It's really funny. I forgot about that. I don't even know what the video was on. I just remember watching it a while ago.
That's great, but I mean, like, do I really gotta explain? It's about power, as Mark would say.
Yeah.
But does he say strength? I can't remember.
He says strength, I think.
Which also makes sense, because, I mean, they're, like, 8 feet tall, I think. Let me just quickly do a quick Google.
I don't think Mark specifically cared about the height. I think he cared about the other thing.
It's possible that it was the 9 feet tall and 6 inches.
You know. All right, yeah.
So, pardon me.
Almost 10 foot.
Yeah, almost 10 feet tall.
Life is unpredictable, but how you prepare for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you.
whether to cover debts and routine expenses or even invest the money and earn interest over time. With Policy Genius, finding and buying life insurance is simple. You can compare quotes from top insurers and could find coverage that fits your needs and your budget. Plus, they offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. It's an easy way to feel good about and plan for the future. No wonder Policy Genius is the country's leading online insurance marketplace. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to PolicyGenius.com to compare top-rated life insurance policies, get your lowest quote, and make a smart move in under 10 minutes. That's PolicyGenius.com.
Oh, that is tall.
It's definitely something.
Indeed. Yeah. So, and if you played the game, you know I'm talking. You know.
You know.
I'm sure. You know, especially if you just take a gander at the Nexus Mods page for Resident Evil 8, you know what you're gonna, you know.
Yeah. Well, honestly, speaking of Resident Evil, and I don't really play Resident Evil, I'm gonna be honest. But I watched someone play Resident Evil 3. I don't know. It wasn't John. I don't think so. It was just someone that like popped up, and I had like I don't know why I stuck around. Either way, I watched a little bit of the Resident Evil 3 remake. And I saw this one person in the game. I'm like, damn, she's hot. Who is she? So I looked her up. She's Jill Valentine or Valentine. I don't know how you specifically say the name. But she's 10 out of 10. And hear me out. 10 out of 10. That's all I got to say.
You know, I would 100% agree. You know, I mean, they got that main character energy.
Yeah, I don't know who she does or what. Or like or what, who she does. What? Hang on. Pause. I don't know what she does. I don't know what she does or like who she is in the game, because like I said, I only stuck around for like 10 minutes, so I didn't really get much information. But you know, just the hair. I love her hair. I think it's like a brown, right? Or is it gray? I don't know how to, it looks. I mean, in the picture I'm looking at, it looks gray, but I mean, that maybe just be the lighting because she's in like a gray room. And yeah, so just hear me out. All right.
That's fair, because she's one of the few recurring characters between the games. She's in the first game, she's in 3, and she's in 6, I believe. One of the two of the bad ones that no one liked. So, you know, that's definitely one that I've seen before, and they did a really good job at for the remake for 3. Right. So I don't blame you. So just to get off the Resident Evil train, because literally every woman in those games.
All right.
But let's see. Let me think. I'm trying to think of non, because immediately my brain was like, like live action stuff, and that's not the objective. That's not the goal.
Right.
You know what? If we're talking about video games, cue me out. Tifa Lockhart from Final Fantasy VII.
I don't know if that counts. I feel like that's not a hear me out thing when everyone's in agreement with you. I don't know.
Everybody has seen it.
Literally, there was an episode a while ago because I didn't learn this until a little bit ago. There's an episode where I told John, I'm like, yeah, there's this character in Final Fantasy that's hot, but I don't know her name, and I don't know what she does or whatever. And John's like, I don't know who you're talking about or whatever. That's who I was talking about.
So. I see. Well, you know what? That's a fair response. The reason I'd probably say I don't know who you is because similar to Resident Evil, Final Fantasy, so many of those games, they're doing it on purpose.
Yeah, they know what they're doing.
It's so funny that when they released Final Fantasy VII Rebirth to PC, the director was like, please don't make not safe for work mods. And it's like, you're asking too much of Final Fantasy, because they're gonna do it.
I was gonna say, if you tell someone not to do something, that just entices them to do it more.
Yeah, so like, especially with the Resident Evil community and the Final Fantasy community, there's every single game, there's just like a billion mods for it. It's like, you gotta, if you don't want that sort of stuff, you turn on the thing to be like, don't include those mods when you're looking at the Nexus page. Just vastly smaller amount of mods to choose from.
Right.
But, you know, hey, I'm not judging. I get it. I understand. But do you have another one?
Yes, maybe I do, maybe I don't. You never know. But I do, so I'll say. So hear me out. Hear me out, alright? Gonna say Lara Croft. Strong, resilient. She literally almost died. So it's pretty courageous. So I'm gonna say hear me out.
Alright, so just for clarity, is it the old school one, the one with triangle titties?
No. No.
More realistic.
the remake or whatever it was.
It's, I remember my sister's a very big fan of Tomb Raider. And she had this book that had a bunch of the different iterations of the character. And she was saying that people got mad that they made the character look more realistic. It's just like, what's going on, man? What are you doing?
Right.
So yeah, that is valid. She's again main character energy. It's literally, I don't know a single other character from Tomb Raider. So, I mean, I've never played the games, so there's that.
Right.
But I get it. It's fair. Let's see. Okay, here's one. Hear me out. This is going to be probably similar to, for a lot of people at least, the last one I said. But hear me out. Marin from Jedi Survivor and Jedi Fallen Order. I'm sure you, I mean, it's nothing to you because you're not really, you don't really, but the fans know. The fans know.
Do they know, John? Do they know?
Well, they're like a main character in, I guess, semi-main character. They're not the person you play as, but they're a companion in both games.
I see.
But, yeah, it's again, it's about power. They got, like, freaking magic. You know, I know it's Star Wars, so everyone's got magic, but they literally call it magic. So even for Star Wars, it's pretty magical.
Interesting.
Anyway, you got one?
Yeah, I'm going to say, hear me out. I'm going to say Poison Ivy, specifically from Injustice 2.
So okay,
other Batman games, but I'm talking about the Injustice 2 version.
Yeah, just for research purposes.
For research purposes?
I gotta just quickly look that up.
Right. Research purposes, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Injustice 2. I'm sure I can just go to the community page and I'll find it. Have you ever looked at the community pages for things? They're almost always very... people like to use the word Goonabait. At least all of them. Okay. I mean, I don't know if this is how she looks like in the game, but this artistic rendition of the character, very pretty. So, I get it. Makes sense.
In the game, she's also very, like, what's the word? What's the word I'm looking for? She's, like, very... the way she talks is very seductive. That's probably the term I was looking for. So...
And that's pretty consistent, I would say, with a lot of the iterations of Poison Ivy. I know she's in Arkham Knight as well. Mm-hmm. And one of the first things you do is you capture her, you bring her to the police station. And if you talk to one of the guards nearby, they're like, talk about how they're in love with her. And say, like, oh, maybe I should let her free. And then later on, she leaves, and they're no longer there. And if you talk to the guard, they're like, I don't know what came over me. It's like, sure, buddy.
I don't know what came over
me. Sure.
Interesting.
That's a fair one. If I had to say another one from... I haven't played Injustice 2, so I'm not going to use one.
How dare you?
But from the DC Universe, I'm going to say, hear me out. We're going to go with the Arkham Knight version of Harley Quinn.
Oh, okay. You know, I was thinking maybe you'd say Catwoman, but no, that does make sense. Harley Quinn's also
she'd
very sought
kill
after.
You, but she's attractive.
Isn't there a version of her? I don't know if what game or movie it's from, but isn't there a version that's like she's actually good? I forgot what game that is. Or movie. I don't know if that's a game or movie.
Yeah. There are some versions of her where they're, like, more of a... I think some versions she works directly with Batman, in other versions, she's just kind of like on her own. I know in the Birds of Prey movie, she's more like kind of on her own and typically does the, not the, like, she's not a superhero or anything, but
she's like an anti-hero.
Much closer to like, yeah, like anti-hero, much closer to like Wade Wilson, where they, they'll kill people, but usually they're bad people.
Yeah.
And usually looking out for children and young women.
Right. Yeah, I like her as a villain, but I like her more as an anti-hero. Because I feel like anti-hero is like the way... Because I don't really watch DC a lot, I'll be honest. Maybe should watch the new Superman, but I've been told by many people it's pretty good. But...
I quite like it.
Because Marvel, I'm going to be honest, is kind of not doing it for me. I mean, Fantastic Four I've also heard is pretty good, so maybe... I don't know. But Marvel recently has not been very good, so maybe I should start checking DC out. Because I've been told, like, the Superman movie that just came out was like... demolishes every other Superman movie that's ever come out of existence. I'm like, all right, because I did watch a Superman movie at one point, but I was not impressed at all. I did not like it, but that was the one from a while ago, so I couldn't tell you what it was. But I think it was Man of Steel. I think that was the name of it.
Yeah, that's one that people were like not super thrilled with. I think it was like okay for a lot of people, and then Batman v Superman came out, and people were like, I mean, this guy sucks.
Yeah, I was just like, I watched Man of Steel and I was like almost falling asleep halfway through it. So I'm like, this is boring. I'm turning it off. So,
yeah, that's true.
But yeah, no, I get Harley Quinn makes sense. But like, that's why I was like, I kind of like her better as an anti-hero. Because to me, she just fits more into that character than she does like a true villain. Yeah. When she's working with Joker, they can be funny. But like, I don't know. It's just, she seemed more like an anti-hero to me.
Yeah, I think it's also like an interesting progression of the character. Because they... The origin is, like, they were a psychiatrist, and that feels much more closer to someone who wants to do good things than someone who's pure evil,
right.
Like the Joker. So I find the character to be much more interesting when they're, either when they're solo or when they're part of a team, more an anti-hero.
Right.
But do you have another one?
Yeah, I got another one. I got another one. Hear me out. I repeat, hear me out. I'm going to say... I'm going to say Toy Chica without her beak. I don't want no beak in there. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, that is a truly hear me out moment. so far, it's been like... everyone can get on board with this. Or at least a lot of people get on board with this one. Yeah.
You know,
I can see it, but at the same time, like, I'm not messing with the robot. You know,
but I don't think you understand that. I want her cupcakes. That's what I'm just trying to say. You know what I'm saying?
What do you mean by that?
You can figure it out. So I'm mostly joking with this one, but it's just like the FNAF community really harped on this in the back of the day. I still don't fully get it. This one's mostly a joke, but it's just like I can see like without her beak. Just because she's terrifying and some people are attracted to that for some reason. But, like, right. So this one's mostly a joke. But, like, that, I just wanted to put it out there because so many people would say this. And I don't totally understand it, but...
Yeah, there's sometimes when I'm, like, I'll hear someone be, like... Will say a hear me out or a fictional crush. And I'm just like, that person? Are you sure about that?
You're right.
And sometimes I'll be like, I can sort of see where you're coming from, but sometimes I'm like, are you sure?
Right.
I'm like, all right, I'm not going to king shame you or anything. How would I would go for it?
That's not my first choice.
But I guess some people would say that about Lady Dimitrescu because they're a vampire.
Yeah, you know what?
They got those talents. You know?
That's the one. That's the one that like when that was going on, I'm like, I don't get it. I found it funny, obviously, because Mark kind of made the whole meme, but like it's, I didn't totally get it myself, but
right. No, that's fair. Let's see, where were I? It's my turn now. I'm trying to think of some more humorous one. You know what? I'm gonna say, sticking with the FNAF train, I'm gonna say, hear me out, Chica from the new Stick of the Mimic.
What? Hang on a minute. Chica from the Secret of the Mimic?
Yep.
Are you out of your mind?
Maybe.
You're crazy. Nope, don't see it at all. Nope, absolutely not. Nope, there's probably a dead person inside that right now. Nope, don't see it.
You know what? I didn't think of that part.
What do you mean you didn't think about it? I'm going to become the Joker.
What do you mean? To be honest, like, there's probably a dead person mostly.
Well, yeah, but the toys not because they're not like that. They weren't the ones that got shoved inside. The kids didn't get shoved in. The toys are like the story behind them is that they're security bots or whatever. But like the so if you'd said like the old Sheik or whatever, same type of deal is that there's something wrong here.
Then the smell would put you off.
No, John, it'd be the murdered child that's inside the suit.
Well, that's probably not great at it.
So, you know, same thing with my Chica. We're going to agree to disagree on that one. So.
All right. But yeah, I mean, I really just decided I wanted to see what the biggest reaction I could get out of. And I felt like that was something else.
That's fair. That's fair. Moving away from FNAF before we drown ourselves further into this hole. I'm going to say Pyra from Xenoblade. Now, you might know who that is, but you should look her up because, oh, my goodness.
Again, research check.
Research for it. It's Pyra spelled P-Y-R-A. And she's in Xenoblade 2, I think, technically. But she is smoking, I tell you.
All right.
That's all I gotta say.
Okay.
Hear me out.
I'm hearing. Yeah, I see it. And it's one of those that's like, I'm not like, oh man, what's wrong with me? It's also, it's not like, I probably wouldn't have thought of it. But then again, I haven't played Xenoblade.
Yeah.
I've been told that I probably would like it, but I just never got around to it.
Right.
So that one is, you know, it's valid, I guess. I'm trying to think of...
You play a lot of Kingdom Hearts. Is there anyone that you find attractive in that game?
Well, I mean... I guess I could say hear me out. There's not that many women that aren't children.
Yeah, maybe stay away from
Aqua
that.
Is Aqua and there's like the main two are Aqua and Narxene. Narxene, I've heard many people be like crushing over, and they're like they're insane and evil and just I don't get it. But Aqua, they're one of the main characters, so they got the main character.
Of course.
And they're an actual adult.
That's all
I don't know their like exact age, but they already seem like an adult in the game that they're from. And then 15 years later is when the main games are, and she's like still around there. So clearly she would be an adult.
Right.
Comparatively to like the literal children and the other characters,
right?
One of the few people who are actually like makes some sense because you know so, a lot of the characters are like let's do something that makes like we're dumb and we're just gonna do this very stupid thing and they're like so
right.
There's that, but do you have yet another one?
I do, and I'm gonna say, hear me out, John. Hear me out, alright? Hear me out. I'm gonna say Sayori from Doki Doki Literature Club, or DDLC, however you wanna say it. So, not much really to say. I mean, she's, I think in the game, the way she's portrayed is, how I, like, admire people in real life, so, you know, there's that. This is not, if you haven't played DDLC, this is your fault. This game's been out for like 20 years. Her death was the saddest for me for multiple different reasons, but there's that. So, yeah, here, just hear me out. That's all I gotta say.
Yeah, well, I haven't played that, so you just missed me for the whole entire thing.
That's your fault. It's a free game. That's your fault.
It's a free game that's been out forever.
Yeah, it's been out almost since Undertale.
So, yeah, that's if you haven't seen it, haven't played it, it's on you.
Exactly.
Let's see. Thinking.
Are you thinking of a new character? Or are you looking at Sayori and you're like, I'm thinking.
No. For some reason, my brain was like, what about the toast on I Am Bread? I'm like, that doesn't seem to be an actual person.
It's a piece of bread.
Maybe I'm just hungry. You know, maybe that's...
It could be.
Well, you know, bread. But no. You know what? Hear me out. Aloy from Horizon Zero Dawn. I've only played a little bit of the game, but...
I was going to say, I don't think I've ever played the game.
A lot of people were, like, mad that... I saw online people, like, how dare they gave her facial hair? And she doesn't have facial hair. She has hair, as every human does. And it's just the game has a lot more detail because it's a more modern game. And so you can see, like, the hair follicles. And people are like, how dare they make this person look more realistic than... other characters.
Yeah, how dare they?
It's like, are you stupid? Have you ever seen a real person before?
Have you touched grass in the previous year?
Have you touched grass? But I've only played a bit of the game, but I did enjoy it. And then I got distracted doing other stuff, so...
Mm.
Haven't finished it, but...
Is it my turn, I'm guessing?
I was waiting. I was going to say, like, dude...
Well, you're the host, though. You're the host, so you got to lead me into it. Right. That's how it works.
Okay. Well, sorry.
I'm going to cheat, and I'm going to say Monica from DLC. That's all I got to say.
I mean, I don't think there's a hard or fast rule that we repeat answers, or repeat franchises.
Yeah, no. Well, we also, to be fair, like we haven't the same person hasn't repeated the franchise, but we did Resident Evil twice, we did something else twice. Oh, we did FNAF twice, because you said the other Chica. Yeah, I mean, Monica and Sayori were my two favorites. Because Yuri was too weird, and Natsuki looked like a child, so there's that. And she's also, like, rude. Like, Natsuki was just mean. So, Monica was creepy, too, but... So that's why she's my second option. But, still. So.
Mm-hmm.
Just hear me out, John.
I'm hearing, I guess. Yeah.
Are you listening as we speak?
I'm actually not. I'm not paying attention.
Okay, I just wanted to verify.
I'm gonna say, hear me out. I can't remember the name. I think that it's Karlach from Baldur's Gate 3.
Oh, interesting. Yes. Okay.
By both definitions, they're hot. They're literally on fire.
So, are they really? Okay, that's funny.
But they're one of the romance options. They're like, they got golden retriever energy.
Uh-huh.
So it's just it's one of those ones that people are like, yeah, we get it.
Right. Makes sense.
But since you need to be let in, you can't speak, you know. That's
how it works, John. So I wanna say, hear me out. Everyone, if you've watched the Video Game Warp episodes, you knew this was coming. It's a Faith Seed from Far Cry 5. That's all I gotta say.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, you know, I was actually surprised I wasn't, like, one of the first ones you mentioned.
Well, because I didn't want it to be too predictable. I gotta keep people on their toes.
Right.
Because people were expecting you the entire time, and they were like, wait, he's not saying who I think he's gonna say. And then I finally say it, like, almost at the end of the episode. I hate her guts now. No, but, so I'm counting her because she is a bit animated, because the way they captured her was they took the real person's face, but they put the dots on how they do Thanos. So very similar things, so that's why I'm counting. Mm-hmm.
Right. That makes sense. I know, I'm not necessarily saying this one as a hear me out, but I know the character Ashley, Resident Evil 4, is like, I believe that they're two different people that they took inspiration from. Like, there's one person with the mocap on their face, but they're... body is a completely different person they were basing it off of.
Interesting.
I remember watching a YouTube short. There was a streamer that was saying that it was actually based off of them. Which I could have been like, I'm just going to say this. But they were like big enough that it was probably true.
Right.
As well as I saw some of the sources that were saying that. So it wasn't just like someone like, you know, I'm actually this person from the... my source, trust me.
My source.
But where are we at on time?
We don't have time. The universe is exploding as we speak.
All right. Well, you know, if we don't have time, then I guess I'll wrap it up. If the universe is exploding, we gotta end while we're at. But do you want to key as a winner, then, if we're running out of time?
I crown myself as a winner. That's how this works, right?
Basically, yeah.
All right, sweet. Well, I crown myself as the winner. I definitely deserve it, and no one else can tell me otherwise.
You know, if Jeff would actually contribute, like, I kept trying to be like, you know, if I was waiting a minute, I was like, Jeff, but he was, Jeff sucks.
Yeah. Screw Jeff, right?
Yeah, good, man. Be like, is there actually someone named Jeff on the podcast?
We just have, like, a third person named Jeff, and they mute the entire time so that you can never hear him.
Like, are they actually talking? But in post, we mute the audio, so. Anyway, thank you guys so much for listening. We hope we provoked a conversation and made you laugh along the way. If you want to find myself, you can find me at Twitch at Jeebens Feebens or on YouTube, also Jeebens Feebens, and my VOD channel that I mentioned, Jeebens Feebens VODs. Literally, like, almost every stream that I'm doing from now on will be uploaded within, like, a couple days. Because I fully uploaded at least all the, if not all, most of my recordings that I had on my computer of previous streams. So, check that out if you would like. And also, you can check out this guy, Ethan, over at FlabsXC Gaming on YouTube. What have you been doing recently? Just to give people an idea what they'd expect.
Well, you can expect variety gaming, but the core of what we've been doing recently is I've been doing some more of the specialty series. So I just released a new episode of the Minecraft Tales, which Minecraft Tales is probably the favorite series that I have on my channel, and you guys seem to love it too because it literally every episode explodes in terms of views for me. So the last one was called The Tales of the Apollyon. You can check it out. There's also a playlist if you want to watch all the other ones. But essentially, Minecraft Tales is basically a It's a custom series, but it's also a series that is, it's like a horror series, and the idea of it is that, I go into these, Minecraft mods completely blind, outside of, I know the name, and I know maybe what the monster is, but I don't know what they do, I don't know how they function, I don't know how they're gonna try and kill me or whatever, and I kind of, I wouldn't call it roleplay necessarily, but I'm not playing, like, I play myself, and I kind of talk over the, like, I talk with it. But it's like there's story and depth to the video as well. It's not just a me jumping into, because everyone else is doing jumping into mods and playing them. Like everyone else does that. So in order to be different, I've kind of crafted a little bit of a story around it. So you can kind of get there's a little bit of lore, as they say. It's probably my favorite series that I've ever done. So you can go check it out over there. And there's gonna be some more episodes coming out soon. So.
Oh, you heard him. And if you don't subscribe to his YouTube channel, we will actually have to send somebody to collect you and take you to a place that you don't want to go. So
well, we'll rebuild Alcatraz and we'll put you in there.
Yes, yes. That will have to happen because, I mean, it's free, so there's really no reason why you wouldn't. And so if you don't do it, it's basically a sign of aggression that you hate us.
Exactly.
And so we get it.
Exactly.
And if you want to check out the Patreon, you can do that over on Patreon. It's called The Provokers. We have multiple tiers that allow you to get special rewards and perks. And the tiers range from $1 to $100. The higher tier you get, I can't speak. The higher tier you buy, the more you get. So if you only want it a little bit, you're like, I'm not interested. I'll give you it. Then you get a dollar. You pay, and you get access to the Discord server that only people who are patrons get access to. So you hang out with us there, chat with us, tell us about how you think we're weird for even suggesting this topic that we did today, and all that good stuff. As well as you can check out the extended cut episodes, which are typically half an hour long mini episodes that really didn't fit a full length episode. Some of them did, and some of them they actually have full on episodes that sprouted off from that. So if you want to see the original one, they're over there. The first five are $3 and then $5. so you can kind of see what they're all about and kind of get used to that instead of just being like, I'm going to spend all my money and you don't even know what you get. So that's what that is. And thank you so much for watching, and we'll see you guys next time.